I don't know what to tell you, he said slowly. It's not for me to decide.
She nodded. That was fair, the consequence of having kept this to herself.
But I'll support you, Al added, pressing her hand. Whatever you feel is best, I'll support you and Phoebe 100%.
Thank you. I was so worried.
You worry too much about the wrong things, Caroline.
It doesn't touch us, then? She asked. The fact that I didn't tell you this before, it doesn't touch you and me?
Not with a 100-foot pole, he said.
Okay, then.
Okay.
He stood up, stretching.
Long day. You coming up?
In a minute, yes. The screen door squeaked open, fell shut. The wind moved through the place where he'd been sitting. It began to rain, softly against the roof at first, and then a drumming. Caroline locked the house, her house now. Upstairs, she paused to check on Phoebe. Her skin was warm and damp. She stirred, and her mouth worked around unspoken words, and then she settled back into her dreams. Sweet girl, Caroline whispered, and covered her. She stood for a minute in the rain-echoing room, moved by Phoebe's smallness, by all the ways she would not be able to protect her daughter in the world. Then she went to her own room, slipping between the cool sheets next to Al. She remembered his hands on her skin, the press of his beard against her neck, and her own cries in the darkness. A good husband to her, a good father to Phoebe. A man who would get up on Monday morning and shower and dress and disappear in his truck for the week, trusting her to do whatever she felt was best about David Henry and his letter. Caroline lay for a long time listening to the rain, her hand resting on his chest. She woke at dawn, Al thundering down the stairs to take the rig in early for an oil change. Rain cascaded from the gutters and the downspouts, teemed in puddles and poured downhill in a stream. Caroline went downstairs and made coffee, so absorbed in her own thoughts, in the strangeness of the silent house, that she didn't hear Phoebe until she was standing in the doorway behind her.
Rain,
Phoebe said. Her bathrobe hung loosely around her.
Cats and dogs.
Yes, Caroline said. They'd spent hours once learning this idiom, working with a poster Caroline made of angry clouds, cats and dogs teeming from the sky. It was one of Phoebe's favorites. More like giraffes and elephants today.
Cows and pigs, Phoebe said. Pigs and goats.
Do you want some toast?
Want a cat, Phoebe said.
What do you want? Caroline asked. Use your sentences.
I want a cat, please.
Phoebe said. We can't have a cat.
Aunt Dora went away, Phoebe said. I can have a cat.